I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. The Connecticut chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations is calling for stepped-up security measures of local mosques after a hate-filled letter arrived at the New Haven Islamic Center. The letter calls Muslims vile and filthy people whose day of reckoning has come. It vows that President-elect Donald Trump will do to you Muslims what Hitler did to the Jews. An identical handwritten letter signed by Americans for a Better Way has been sent to mosques in California, Georgia, Florida, and Rhode Island. To learn more about this and an uptick in hate, harassment, and bullying incidents against Muslims, I spoke with Manji Zewedi, executive director of the Connecticut chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE. He says the targeted Connecticut mosque has been in existence for decades.
It's been a very prominent place. It's always crowded. There's a lot of people that attend the Friday sermon, the Saturday and Sunday schools. This is a very nasty letter in its language, in its format, the way it couched all this hate targeting the Muslims in patriotism, speaking about a new sheriff in town, meaning the president-elect Trump. This is very concerning, to say the least.
How did the mosque react?
The leadership wasn't sure what to do with this until we've talked and we met with them and we said, this is serious. This is something that you need to alert the local police on this. After consulting with some of the lawyers, civil rights lawyers here in Connecticut, we also found out that it actually, even it doesn't rise to the direct threat, but it actually rises to the level of intimidation based on religion, and that is a crime in the state of Connecticut. And so this is something that we have seen time and time again, where leadership or members of the mosque are subjected to hate incidents or hate crimes, yet they do not want to report it for various reasons. Some of them think that if they report it, it's not going to be taken seriously. Some of them, they don't have confidence in the system that they will actually do something about it. Others feel that, I don't want to be portrayed in the media as an ungrateful minority, that I'm a Muslim, recent immigrant. Why should I complain about somebody who says, you know, it's a nasty thing to me when America opened its doors to me and gave me a chance? And so all these reasons make it difficult for us, CARE, to track many of these hate incidents and hate crimes.
What is CARE doing, and how is CARE advising those who are the targets of this kind of behavior to respond?
Well, I mean, especially something like this in this letter, when it's a threat directed within a vile language at the community, we immediately ask the leadership to contact local police force. And we tell them that you need to be in contact with them, especially in this kind of environment. So you get to know one another. They get to know you. You build that confidence in your local police. And I think, for example, the Hartford Police Department does a great job in staying in touch with the leaders of our community. And that makes it easy so they can come forward and talk about it. The other thing is we tell them that you need to, first of all, address the security issues in your community. We have a toolkit that CARE makes available to our community that addresses from simple steps of look at the, you know, the lights outside in the parking lot to the procedures of locking and opening the doors, talking about safety of our members of our community, especially the ones who are visibly Muslim, meaning some of our sisters wear the headscarf. And so sometimes they find themselves a target of these, hate incidents. And so we tell them to be careful, to be smart about how they do. We hold sometimes workshops with even some security experts. And also it's important that we educate the public that this is happening, even in a state where we pride ourselves in Connecticut to be welcoming, diverse. Our political leadership from across, you know, whether it's Republican, Democrats, they are welcoming, they're open, they defend our community, they stand up to its rights. But we tell them that even in a state like this, ugly things can happen. And the incident of the Meriden Mosque that was shot less than a year ago, it reminds us that if we do not take this seriously, bad things could happen and people could get hurt.
Well, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Manji Zewedi is executive director of the Connecticut chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Diane Orson, WNPR News.